taxpayers could wait years for a major overhaul of the toll road system in New South Wales. Changes recommended by an independent review of tolls are not expected to begin until at least 2027. The measures include giving the New South Wales government power to set prices across the whole network. The review, led by the former head of Australia's competition regulator, Alan Fells, has found motorway tolls in Sydney are higher than necessary or desirable, and that a state government cap and rebate scheme is unsustainable. The state opposition's spokesman for industrial relations, Damien Tudehope, says the message being sent to toll road users is not positive.
Message to the New South Wales users of our road system that they will pay more for tolls on the Harbour Bridge and that we will have more bureaucracy, but not much else in terms of understanding how a future tolling regime will be put in place, what compensation will need to be paid, how much that will be.
The dominance of private toll road operator Transurban, the only non-government owner of motorways in the state, has also been highlighted as potentially harming competition. The New South Wales budget, delivered in June, included $16.6 million to support reforms arising from the review, including a commitment to set up a motorway body.